下面是牧师的证道，今天牧师证道的题目是“志在必应一应
Pastor's sermon today is entitled Determined to Welcome and Impact to Win.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Sisters and brothers, peace be to you.
早安，我们在这个进入信息之前，好不好？你跟左右邻舍大家一起握手问安。
So, greet each other.
让我们。
Shake hands.
好，我们在一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们将这段时间恭敬的交托。
We commit our time, the following time, in reverence to you.
求圣灵带领我们进入真理。
Please, may your Spirit lead us into your truth.
让我们明白你的心意。
So that we can understand you.
我们乐意遵行。
So that we will be willing to follow you.
求你激发我们爱人的心。
Encourage us so that we would love each other.
我们也能够使人与我们同得福音的好处。
So that we would also be a blessing for others to share the gospel.
在你面前交托，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是奥运第几天呢？
What day is it in Olympic Games?
第九天呢？
Ninth day? Is it ninth day?
我们看到这
Tenth day.
奥运正在激烈的进行啊。
You can see that the games are going in full steam.
这个每一次呢，看打开那个电脑的 Yahoo 呢。
Every time I get on the internet, I see it on the Yahoo.
它有一块就是那
site,
就一块在那边讲那个现在你多少面牌子呢？奖牌。
There is a place that shows how many medals what country had won, that you can click to see it.
那早上我 check 最新的这个消息，我不知道有没有更新的消息。
So I checked that this morning, the most updated one.
美国的金牌现在有几面？十九，
So the U.S. have the United States have won 19 gold medals.
那中国呢？中国金牌
China.
中国金牌几面？三十一。
And China has won 31 gold medals.
Yeah, 那全部的金牌呢？美国的总共现在所有的牌，不是金牌，所有的牌呢，金银铜牌，他们有63面。
But total medal count, the United States have 63.
中国有56牌。
And China has 56.
我看到这美国跟中国的那个奖牌数量啊，就好像那个股票一样啊，两个在那边交替的升降。
So I kind of look at that like the stock price is going up and down.
很刺激的。
Between the two countries.
我相信参加的选手他们都有一个共同的心智。
I'm sure the competing athletes all have one.Very same goal.
来参加比赛，他们必胜，他们必要赢。
That is, they want to win.
上个礼拜我们提到，我们好像这个展开一个福音的奥运一样。
Last week, I shared with you the thought of starting the Olympics of Gospels.
这欢迎这迎新会好像我们的这个序幕一样。
So the welcoming party.The upcoming welcoming party is like opening ceremony of the games.
当我们进入这福音的奥运的时候，我们也应该有一个心智。
So as we enter the games, we should also have one thing in mind, our objective.
那我们要奔向这个标杆。
That we should press on toward the goal.
那我们要去得人。
We want to win people.
我们要让人跟我们一起分享这福音的好处。
We want others to share the blessings with us.The blessings of gospel.
我相信一个福音，这个迎新呢，我们一个终极的目标应该是要迎人。
We know that our objective of welcoming the newcomers is to win them.
那我们中文的迎新的那个迎字跟输赢的赢是同一个音呢，这很有意思。
Coincidentally, the Chinese word welcome, the second word in the first word in welcome is pronounced exactly the same way as win in Chinese.
Yeah. 所以这就中文才能够意会的。
So.
所以我们不晓得我们想到迎新的时候，我们也想到要迎人。
So as we think of welcoming the newcomers, we should also think about winning these people.
还是每次我们迎新会完了之后就拜拜了。Or
do you want to just say goodbye to them after the welcoming party?
当我再次读这哥林多前书第九章，这十九，特别十九到二十三节的时候。
As I reread the 1 Corinthians 9, the passage that we read earlier today.
在这个 New King James 的版本，英文的 New King James 版本里面，我发现它不断出现一个字，就是这个 win.
So I noticed that in the New King James Version, in the New King James translation, a word keeps on appearing, that is win.
很有意思，就是要得，要得。
That is to gain people.
我相信得人在保罗的心目当中是一个非常重要的一个地位。
I'm sure to win people is a very important goal in Paul's mind.
我们知道他经常布道旅行。
We know that he traveled a lot to preach the gospel.
那他不单单是只有满足在个人的传道。
Not only that he was not just content with individual preaching.
那不是去外面开这个布道会而已。
Not just to have evangelistic meeting.
那不是去外面做短宣。
Not to have shorter mission trips.
那我相信他是胸怀大志。
But his goal was more ambitious.
他要在人群当中得着他们。
He wanted to win people in the crowd.
所以当我从这个英文的这个win的这个角度去思考，
So as I think from that angle of win,
我有一些新的启发和看见。
I am encouraged, and I have some new thoughts.
这看见也让同时给我对这个迎新会有一个更具体的一个属灵意义。
So I feel that there is more specific spiritual meaning associated with the welcome party.
那我在想到底什么是迎新？
So what does it mean to welcome the newcomer?
但在我这边特别是要强调怎么样去迎。
But I want to emphasize how to win.
从基督信仰上来说，这包括三个重要的因素。
From Christian faith's point of view, that includes three important aspects.
我们说欢迎，这个迎新会欢迎。
So that's number one, of course, is welcome.
那第二个呢，是要影响。
And second is impact.
那第三个是要喂养。
The third one is to nurture. So it's W-I-N.
所以欢迎其实只是其中的一部分而已。
So welcome is just only one of the aspects.
让我们更深入来思考这个问题。
If we meditate on these deeper.
那我相信欢迎呢，要让人家感受到欢迎是从一个做仆人开始。
So if we want those newcomers to feel that they are welcomed, we must have an attitude of servant.
这保罗他说的那一句话令我感动。As Paul said. 好，在这经文的第十九节那边，他告诉我们。
In verse 19, he wrote.
他说：“我虽是自由的，无人辖管。”
Though I am free and belong to no man.
然而我甘心做了众人的仆人。
I make myself a slave to everyone.
那为了要多得人。
To win as many as possible.
我相信我每一个人都有去餐馆吃饭的经验。
I'm sure you all have gone to a restaurant, experienced dining out.
或者是去旅馆住的经验。
Or stay in a hotel.
去商店买东西。
Or going shopping.
去别人家做客。
Or being a guest at someone else's house.
或者是你只是刚好路过一个地区。
Or just happen to pass by some place.
你怎么样感受到人家是在欢迎你？
How do you feel the welcome spirit? How do you get the feeling of being welcomed?
对，或者是你自己怎么觉得人家，你是受欢迎的呢？
How do you feel that they actually welcome you wholeheartedly?
是因为在当地，在那个地方有人来接待你。
And it must be because someone have come to receive you.
有人在招呼你。
Someone greet you.
也协助你。
Help you.
他在伺候你。
And serve you.
同样的，当我们想到这迎新会要怎么样让人感受到这个欢迎。
By the same token, how do we make the newcomers feel welcome?
我相信也是需要动员这个全教会都动员。
We must motivate everyone in the church to.
我们接待他们。
To receive them,
招呼他们,
to greet them,
我们去协助他们,
to help them,
去侍候他们,
and to serve them,
就像仆人一样,
just like servants do, serve them with humility.
我常常有机会在外面的时候,
often as you go out,
需要, 这个, 到弟兄姊妹的家,
go to the houses of sisters and brothers.
我记得有一次去芝加哥的时候
，One time I went to Chicago。
其实只是一顿的晚餐。
It was just one dinner。
我就看到那个主人家，他从早上就开始在忙那晚上的那顿饭。
I saw the host, started preparing for the dinner, from the morning。
那每一样东西都是那么样的精致。
So, they pay attention to all the details。
就为了一顿饭。
Just for that meal。
甚至有时候我需要住，在隔夜住在那个地方。
And sometimes I stay overnight.
记得有一次，人家告诉我，他说我太那对姐妹不在，只有先生在。
So one time I went to a friend's home and the wife was not there, but just the husband.
那弟兄说，你今天晚上就住在他那个主卧房。
And he said to me.To stay in the master bedroom.
那只有两个房间，一个房间是孩子的。
And they because they had two rooms, one is a master bedroom, and the other one is for the children.
我说不需要，我就住那个房间就可以。
And I said to him, no, I'm just going to stay in the.
他不行不行，这个我太太特别交代，你就是要睡在这个地方。
And he said my wife, my wife told me that you must stay in that master bedroom.
这令我非常感动。
And it really, I was really touched.
那我想到在圣经里头也有这样的一个例子。
And in the Bible, there is also an example.
在创世纪十八章的地方记载着亚伯拉罕的这个事情。
In Genesis 18, we remember the story of Abraham.
而有一天呢，亚伯拉罕就在树下乘凉。
So one day, Abraham was just taking a rest, taking a break.
在那里看到。看到一个陌生人，看到有陌生人出现。
And he saw a strange, he actually as he looked up and he saw three men standing nearby.
圣经告诉我们，他就快跑的前进。
And so he hurried, toward them.
他去迎接他们，他匍匐在他们面前。
To receive them and bow low to the ground.
然后跟他们说，我坐在你面前蒙恩。
He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes."
然后你不要离开仆人往前去。
My Lord, do not pass your servant by.
容我去拿一点水。
Let a little water be brought.
而我再去拿一点饼。
And some bread.
结果我们发现在经文的记载里头，他不只是拿饼拿水。
And not only that he brought them bread and water.
那牛也拿来牵来宰了。
And he also brought the cattle and killed them.
拿出那个奶油，拿出这个奶。
Milk, butter.
是一个非常丰富的一顿餐。
Was really a feast.
然后他自己呢
？And he himself.
很有意思，圣经记载说他在树下站在旁边。
He was, what about himself? It was very interesting. He just stood under the tree.
他好像一个在餐厅吃饭那个 waiter 一样，就站在旁边。
Just like a waiter at a restaurant, standing, next to you.
在那随时聆听这个吩咐。
And waiting.And waiting for any command or any order.
我看见他那开了一个非常成功的迎新会。
So he had a very successful welcoming party.
我觉得我们要迎新的话，我们就先要有一个仆人的心智。
So we must have the attitude of a servant if we want to be successful in welcoming anyone.
更具体来说，我们要做仆人来服侍。
And to be more specific, we must be a servant.
当然，这服侍不会只有落在一个人的身上。
Of course, it's not just one servant.
那我们看到这个保罗在那当中，是 他说他是众人的仆人。
So as we see that Paul said, he was the servant of many.
但是他在服侍，其实他在是众人仆人，可是他也不是服侍所有的人。
He was serving everyone.
啊，这需要大家一起分工合作。
And so we need everyone to work together.
好比我们现在的迎新会。
Like our welcoming party.
然后我们之前呢，我们有一个筹备会。
We need a planning committee.
然后筹备会就少数几个人。
And of course, planning committee only consists of a few people.
那这几个人没有办法服侍所有的人。
And those people are not enough to serve everyone.
那在筹备会底下，我们需要小组来支持。
And then we need the support of study groups, Bible study groups.
那每一个小组底下，我们也需要弟兄姊妹来支持。
And within all these small groups, we need the support of sisters and brothers.
那我们从上到下，我们每一个人都要像做仆人来服侍。
So everyone needs to be willing to come forward to work as a servant.
这样一层一层的服侍，我们才能够让更多人得着益处。
So one by one, then we can be a blessing to many more people.
另外这服侍有的是直接的，有的是间接的。
And sometimes the service can be direct, and sometimes it can be indirect.
那直接的服侍，我们是接触这个对象。
So for the direct service, we come to in direct contact with the people.
可是我们也需要背后有人支援。
But we also need the support
做一个间接的服侍。
Behind the scene, which are like the indirect service.
就好像亚伯拉罕，他在服侍的时候，他在前面。
Just like Abraham. When he was serving, he was in front of those people.
然后他马上到后面去请那些其他的仆人来帮忙杀牛、来烤饼等等。
But his servants are working behind the scene.
然后我相信支援者跟前线服侍的人要有同样的心智和负担。
I'm sure so the people behind the scenes supporting the mission must have the same burden, feel the same burden as the ones in the front.
我们才能够完成这个迎新的这个任务。
So that we can accomplish the mission of welcoming.
那这也是我们希望在教会里头要看见的一幅的美丽的图画。
And this is also a beautiful picture that I hope that we can have at our church.
那我们的迎新会是一年只有那么一次。
So the welcoming party is only held once a year.
今年我们特别是在周六举行。
This year we're going to have it on Saturday.
我知道周末对大家来说是一个非常宝贵的时间。
I know that Saturdays, weekends are very precious to everyone.
你有许多的选择。
And you have many choices.
你是自由的。
You can, because you are free.
你就可以在那一天，我们就继续看奥运。
You can continue to watch Olympics, but Olympics are gone.
没有吗？
暂时的，对，结束了。
Yeah. 你可能还看录像。
You can review your recorded DVD.
那可能你那天你要想去逛街，
or you want to go shopping，
你还有什么一个户外活动，
or you have some outdoors activities，
什么跟人家约好一个社交活动，
or to have some engagement with others, social activities，
也许有这个yard work， 有家事，
maybe you have to slave yourself to do yard work，
你是自由的， 你可以做任何事情，
you're free, you can do anything，
可是有没有可能我们在就在那么一天， 为福音的缘故， 我们放弃这样的自由，
but wouldn't you be willing to just for the sake of gospel just give up that sort of freedom you give up one day, serve the Lord.
在那一天，我们为了福音的缘故，我们来做一个主的仆人。
For the sake of gospel, would you be willing to be a servant of the Lord?
我们把那时间
for one day,
先把那时间预保留下来。
So would you set aside that one day in advance?
让我们一起来欢迎这些新人。
So that we can all come together and welcome all the newcomers.
那我们第二个讲到迎新，第二个重要的意义。
The second important aspect. Or second important meaning of welcoming party.
影响他们。
It's to impact, have impact.
我相信迎新会不是只是吃喝热闹的一个 party 而已。
I'm sure you know that the welcoming party is not just a feast for us all to enjoy.
对我来说，这迎新会是一个人与人之间一个生命的接触。
That actually, to me, the welcoming party is a contact that people come. Together.
这保罗他接触,
an opportunity for people to come in contact with each other.
这保罗他去接触人，他有一个大前提。
So when Paul came in contact with others, he had one premise.
那他不是要去受人的影响,
he always had one thing. He he was not to be influenced by others, but to influence others.
啊，保罗他接触的是形形色色的人。
He came into contact with all sorts of people, people with all different backgrounds.
那我们看到那些背景文化都不一样。
And they have different cultural background and of different races.
因为这些人不认识神的救恩。
Because those people did not know the God's grace.
啊，不知道什么是福音。
They did not know anything about salvation and gospel.
他们与神的爱是隔绝的。
They were separated from the love of God.
因为这样，保罗他一个心智，他要进到他们的中间。
So Paul was determined to enter to get involved with them.
然后把他们从这个外邦的地方，这个世界里头种种的罪恶、捆绑那些痛苦当中带出来。
To enter the crowd so that he can bring them out of the bondage of all sorts of sins.And suffering.
他说他像什么人就要做什么样的人。
So he said to whoever he would be like, those people.
嗯，我们不要误会。
We must not be mistaken.
他不是就是说跟人家一起吃喝嫖赌的。
It's not like he would indulge himself like those people do.
跟人家一起同流合污，随波逐流。
And follow the crowd.
他是带着一个坚定的基督信仰
Father, with a strong faith,
他进到这未得救的人当中
He entered a crowd of those who were unsaved, who were not saved.
有一个机构叫恩福
And there's an organization called Gracious Blessing.
Yeah, 他里面他的一句口号就是说在信仰在文化当中扎根
And their slogan, their the slogan is to root in the faith.
然后这文化能够在信仰当中被更新。
And so that the culture can be renewed.
是，这就是保罗的一个意思。
And that's what Paul was trying to do.
他像什么人做什么人。
So to anyone, he would be like that.
我想到我们像学生，我们就要像就要做个学生。
So to the students, we must be like the students.
有的时候我们离开学校已经久了。
Sometimes we have been away from school for a long time. Some of us have been away from school for a long time.
我们在职场多年了。
We've been in our job for many years.
我们各方面都稳定。
And so we have a stable life.
慢慢的我们忘了这个做学生的那个滋味。
So gradually we forget how student lives are like.
我当我在想这件事情的时候
as I thought about this,
我就把自己带回到以前做学生那个光景。
So I brought myself back to my days of being a student.
我想到当时我住在宿舍，住在外面的时候是什么样的那种心情。
And I tried to reflect on the days that I was in the dormitory.
我想到那时候在住外面的时候，在教会里有人就供应这个家具。
Or when I lived off campus.And someone gave me some furniture.
有没有电扇呢？我们现在没有冷气机，就是电扇。
And back then there was no air conditioning, so they gave me a fan, electric fan.
有时候就找我们这些在外面念书的人到家里去吃饭。
And sometimes they would brought us to their house for a meal.
对我们这个游子来说，这是非常大的一个鼓励。
So for us, to us, that was a big encouragement.
那我们要像学生，就要做学生的时候一样，我们要回到学生的立场跟角色。
So to be like students, we need to think like them.
我想这样我们才能够比较贴近他们的心。
So that we can be close to them in heart.
一样，我们像社区的这个新人，我们要做新人。
In the same way, to the new arrivals to this community, we should think like them.
我们要想到刚刚到一个新社区的时候的那种心情跟需要。
We should think about what the needs that they may have.
那我们基本上学生也好，这个社区的新人也好，他们都有这种朋友的需要。
So to all those people, they need friends.
那对学生来说，他们可能刚开始都有交通的需要。
So to new students, perhaps they need transportation.
常常我都可以接到电话，是不是有人帮我可以帮忙我接送等等。
So often I get phone calls asking for rides.
他们人需要人家去关心他们。
And they need people to care for them.
提供给他们的一些的资讯。
To provide information.
那他们可能知道哪里在能够买车修车。
And because maybe they need to buy new cars or to repair their cars.
这些都是他们一些基本的需要。
All these are sort of the basic needs.
假如我们每一个人
，If every one of us，
每一个星期
，Every week，
我们都能够问候一个新的人，固定的一个新的朋友。
Can greet one new friend.
我相信慢慢我们也可以得着这些的人。
Gradually, we will win those people.
那我们需要做，要得这些人，我们要先走进去他们当中。
To win these people, we must enter their crowd.
那最近的一个船，划船那个船的那个杂志，有一个杂志，那船它提到一个见证。
In the most recent issue of a periodical, a Christian periodical, and I saw a testimony.
啊，它里面提到就是说，有一客家人呢，这个客家人是在传统文化非常非常影响非常深的。
And I read a story about Hakka. Hakkas, you know, these are the people that had adhere to traditional culture rather faithfully.
不容易在他们当中来传福音。
It is hard to preach gospel to them.
结果在香港的地方有一个传道人。
And so one day there was a minister in Hong Kong.
他在那当中做自由的传道。
And so he was preaching gospel among the Hakkas.
有一次他碰到他们世代的有一个机会，就是他成长的那个地方呢，他们需要一个村长。
So he came across the leader of the villager.
就是村代表，他们为什么他们要重修那个寺庙
？Because they were going to renovate their temple.
结果这个传道人他自愿去承担这个职务。
And he didn't. It's not that he came across the villager leader. The village needed a leader, so he was willing to take up the responsibility of being their leader.
刚开始家人也是反对。
So in the beginning, his family objected to it.
他觉得他已经离开他们传统的祭祖的这个信仰。
Because he had already received the Lord as his savior, so he had gone away from that traditional faith of Hakka.
那他怎么样有资格来担任这个村代表呢
？How could he be their representative？
可是村民呢，竟然支持他来修复这个责任。
Surprisingly, the people in the village supported him.
这个传道呢，把这个寺庙跟祭祖的关系，当做一种保存文物的工作而已。
So he took up that renovation project as one that retains the traditional, their cultural assets.
那跟他跟他们的亲友跟他们表明。
So he told his family.
他说这个圣经当中的十诫呢，也是要求人要孝敬父母。
And he said in the Ten Commandment, it also told us that we must.Honor our parents.
只是他们不用三牲来祭祀。
It's just that we do not worship our parents.
他们不把这个祖先当作神灵来膜拜。
We do not worship our parents as spirits.
所以，于是呢，他就开始做这修复的工作。
So he started a renovation project.
当那个寺庙落成之后呢
？So when the project was completed,
他又主动提出为寺堂来祝愿祈福。
And he proposed that they should have a meeting to bless this temple.
那为这个村民求天父来眷顾，来给他们有这个内心的平安。
So the villagers can be blessed through this temple.
用这个来代替世俗的那些富贵荣华，天才天寿的。
In lieu of all these worldly desires.
就没想到这个反而村民没有反感，反而非常的接受。
So it turns out that the villagers really welcomed his idea.
那在客家村呢，很多时候他们有人婚嫁的时候，新人就会去祠堂去告祖，跟祖先讲。
So a lot of times when they traditionally when people get married, they have to go to this temple to sort of pay their tribute to their ancestors.
那他就为这几位弟兄设计一个告主的仪式。
So he designed a ceremonial format for those sisters and brothers.
把那个有迷信色彩的这些礼仪呢，浓缩成基督教的这个礼仪。
So remove those traditional virtues, not traditional rituals, into more Christian-like rituals.
发现这个福音慢慢进入到这个村民当中。
So gradually, gospel was preached to the villagers.
我相信这就是一个保罗他所说的，像什么人做什么人。
That's what Paul was trying to tell us. To be like whoever that you come across.
当他认同他们的处境。
When he came to know their situation.
就有机会把福音带进去。Then
he had opportunity to bring them the gospel.
在芝加哥那边有一个教会的牧师，他写了一本书叫《成为有感染力的基督徒》。So
a preacher, a pastor in Chicago area wrote a book, and entitled "Becoming a Contagious Christian."
然后成为一个有感染的基督徒有一个公式。And
he said, to be a contagious Christian, there's a formula.
首先就是要活出一个基督徒的特质。Number
one, you have to live out the attributes of a Christian.
然后再加上我们去靠近人。Number
two, you need to be near people.
再加上我们清楚地传达这个福音。Number
three, you need to clearly preach the message.
我们就造成一个对人生命影响最大的影响，一个结果。
You will have impact in that way. You would have impact on people.
我想这迎新会我们要做到，不单是欢迎。And
so, in a welcoming party, we not only welcome these people.
我们进的人要进到这些人群当中，帮助他们也能够在文化里头被更新。But
we enter these people, enter into their culture so that we can renew them.
他们能真正能够找到这生命更富有意义跟价值的一个生命。So
that they can find a much more meaningful life.
最后我们想到要得着这些人，还有一件重要的要素，就是要喂养他们。
Last aspect is to nurture, to feed these people.
如果说这影响的阶段带来一个觉知的结果。
If our impact to these people is to bring them to Christ,
那我相信跟进的那个工作就是喂养他们。
Then we must follow up by feeding them and nurturing them.
那这不单是一个肉体的喂养。
This is not just a nurturing fleshly.
我相信这聚餐我们大家都很容易，那吃饭这都大家都比较容易做到的。I'm
sure it's easy to cook the meals and have meals together.
那我们更是要看重在灵命方面的一个喂养。But
more importantly is the spiritual nurturing.
只有当我们灵命坚固的时候，我们才能够面对生活各种的挑战。Because
only when our spirit is strong, we can face the challenges that we come across in life.
那我们再次说，这福音的工作呢，重点不在于吃喝。So
the important point of the gospel is really not just the feast of eating and drinking.
过去我通常都为我们在介绍的人说，哎，那天来哦，那天会有很好吃的东西。
And we used to say, oh, there are a lot of good food if you come to the welcoming party.
那我相信迎新会的高潮都不是在这些的好吃的东西。
I'm sure that's not the crest of it.
这些肉体的喂养其实只是灵命喂养的一个开胃菜。
That is just the food is just like an appetizer.
当然我们在喂养他们灵命之前，我们要先救活这个人的命。
And so it's an appetizer to the spiritual nurturing. And of course we must first save them before we can nurture them.
我记得有一次，已经很久，在大概小时候十几岁的时候。
I remember on New Year's Eve when I was in the teens.
当大家都很快乐，要准备吃饭的时候。
When everyone was so happy and getting ready to eat the New Year's Eve dinner.
那亲人都已经做好了。
All the friends and relatives were all together.
那就在那时候呢，我突然发现我脚非常的痛。
And I suddenly found that. Realized that my my leg was hurting a lot.
因为之前呢，我脚有一个手术。
Because there was an operation on that foot.
那这个脚底有一个线头啊，变成鸡眼，我不知道你们有没有经验。
And so, it was contaminated. The wound was contaminated, and so.
所以手术之后呢，啊，因为没有处理好，已经发炎了。
And so it was infected and inflammation.
那就在除夕夜那个晚上、
so、
要吃饭以前。
The New Year's Eve.
我痛得
受不了。Right before dinner, I could not stand the pain.
所以当大家在那么快快的享受晚餐的时候
，So as everyone was enjoying the feast,
那我进到急诊室去。
I went into the emergency room.
在那里过除夕夜。
I spent my New Year's Eve in an emergency room.
那同样，问题只要没有处理的话，不可能人会有食欲。
So similarly, if we do not deal with the problems, we cannot enjoy the feast.
我们先把人带到神面前。
We must bring them to the Lord first.
那以后我们继续来喂养他们。
Then follow up with nurturing.
啊，透过一些门徒的训练，让他的生命能继续的成长。
Through discipleship, we can help them grow spiritually.
那保罗说，无论如何，总要救些人。
So Paul said, by all means, we must save some.
不管我们用什么样的方式，我们总要挽回一些的人。
By all means, we need to save some.
我相信，当我们要去救一些人，这是需要操练的。
And I know that to save people, we need to practice. We need to learn how to do it.
我们要操练，不去找这个借口，付上代价。
And we need to practice not to make excuses.
然后我看到这个常常我们家那边有那个消防队，他们常常在那地方操练。
I know that the firemen often have to go through drills.
啊，他们是这个职业的啊，这个消防队员。
They are the professional firefighters.
啊，可是他们继续不断的操练。
But still, they have to continue to be trained.
啊，让它变成一种习惯，能够熟练。
So that they can be really skillful about saving lives and fighting fires.
我相信传福音也是需要操练的。
I'm sure.Preaching the gospel also requires training.
那我们需要付上这个代价。
We must pay the price.
那这救人是一个紧急迫切的事工。
Saving people is an urgent task.
它之所以紧急，不是因为没有什么其他的原因。
There's no other reasons.
之所以紧急，是因为我们不晓得人有多少生命的年日。
It is an imminent task because we do not know.Who has how many years to live?
我们不晓得是不是还有机会来跟他谈。
We don't know when we come across a person. We don't know when we will have another opportunity to talk to that person about gospel.
我们感谢神。
Thank God, though.
那过去有几位的这个来探亲的这些伯父伯母。
We have come across several parents from China or Taiwan or Hong Kong or whatever.
那他们从来没有接触过这福音。
And they have never come across the gospel.
那来了这个教会之后，来了这边上了教会，才开始知道有关于福音的事。
But after they came to this church, they came to know the gospel.
之后他们回去。
Then they went back.
那就没想到这身体发生变化。
And they had problems with their health.
可是他们都没有后悔一件事情。
But one thing, those people did not regret.
就是在这里认识的神。
That is to know Christ.
那甚至他们
when they were here.
在主里头成为一个新造的人，接受了主，成为
新造的人。Or some of them received Christ when they were here.
他们对未来有一个真实的盼望。
They had a new hope, a true hope for the future.
就是因为这个缘故，我们不晓得我们下一分钟我们要发生什么样的事情。
So exactly because of these reasons, we don't know when and how we're going to meet and whom in the next moment.
所以这会是一个非常紧急迫切的工作。
So these are imminent tasks.
我们看到这个新人已经都在我们眼前了。
As we see the new people are in front of us.
问题是我们还在等什么
？The question is, what are we waiting for?
我们可以抓住他们留学的机会。
We must take hold of the opportunity of their for the students the time studying here.
他们探亲的机会
or the time that they are visiting
在搬迁的机会
or the new arrivals as they relocate
那我们抓住各样的机会
we take hold of those opportunities
把他们带到神的面前
to bring them before the Lord
我们看见这奥运还没有结束
we know that the games of Olympics are still going
当我们看到他们在争这个奖牌的时候
as we see that they are competing for the medals
那我就想到我们也是在跟撒旦在争夺这个奖牌
we are also competing the medals for the medals with Satan
跟这个黑暗势力在争夺这个
we are struggling with the power of the dark
我们应该是不甘示弱要靠着圣灵的大能去赢更多的人
so with the power of the Holy Spirit we should not be defeated
在福音的奥运会上
in the Olympic games of in the games of gospel
那我们必须要赢
we must win
然后我们一起来迎新
we must work together to welcome the newcomers
那我们一起来迎人
we must work together to win
那从迎新到迎人这需要你我同心合意去完成。
And it takes you and me to work as one to accomplish.
我们要看见每年都有更多得救的人加添在我们中间。
We want to see every year there are more people saved.
那求神催逼我们。
May God encourage us and urge us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
求主你。圣灵，那催逼的灵火在我们当中焚烧。
May the Spirit, may the Holy Spirit urge us, then, and the fire of encouragement burn through us.
当我们面对这迎新会的时候
，as we prepare for the welcoming party,
不是每年一次的一个聚会而已。
We know that we are not.Just preparing for an annual feast.
更是与人同得福音好处的一个机会。
But it is an opportunity to share the gospel with others.
你激发我们爱人灵魂的心。
You encourage us and give us the spirit of loving others, loving other spirits.
让我们一起参与在这个大使命的施工上。
So that we can all be engaged in this great commission.
求主怜悯，将得救的人数不断加添在我们中间。
And you have mercy on us, so that you would add more saved people among us.
祷告交托，奉主耶稣基督。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.